Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon. And joining me in the studio as my co-host today, not Steve and Julian, but Melissa Kamek. Hello, Melissa.
Well, good morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to having you back for your second co-hosting duties with me.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Always love to have you. And we have two great guests in the studio just for you, Melissa.
Thank you.
You're welcome. From AC Spine and Wellness Center, it's Dr. Louis Cavallo.
Yes, sir.
And from the American Family Insurance, we have Martin Burbeck. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
Thanks to both of you for joining us. We're going to start with Dr. Cavallo this morning with AC Spine and Wellness Center. Dr. Cavallo, just go ahead and tell us all about your company and what you do, how long you've been in business, and where you're located.
We're located in Lawrenceville on Scenic Highway. We've been in business 22 years, but recently we've changed our model for the practice. And that's been a very exciting profile change. What we've done is for 20 years or so, we were just a straight chiropractic office focused on rehab. But recently, in the last year or so, we've changed to a functional medicine model where we've integrated chiropractic and medicine into one facility. So what we've tried to do is to create a one-stop shop for the client or for the consumer. So now instead of having to go to the medical doctor and to the chiropractor and to the physical therapist, now you just come to our center. We handle everything.
Now, we hear the term functional medicine. Let's put our hands around that a little bit more. Explain that.
Functional medicine is the new buzzword in healthcare. And the reason it is we're all familiar with traditional medicine. You have a problem, you take a drug or a pill or something for that. In functional medicine, you have a problem and we look to seek out what is the problem. So we're now diving into the physiology of the body. So we're looking at how your body's reacting to food, how your adrenals are working, how your neurotransmitters are functioning. So we're profiling your physiology within the body. So we're able to actually focus on something, and then our treatment protocols are based naturally. So if we find a deficiency in food, for an example, what we're going to do is remove that food from your profile. And depending on the level of severity is the time frame we remove it. Then we'll reintroduce the food to allow your body to reaccept the food and it not be a toxin to it. So our treatment protocols are all naturally based, so we're not pushing any types of medication, but we're able to correct a lot of the dysfunctions in the body.
Do you have a more popular type of patient? Who normally are you seeing in your office?
You.
So anybody, anybody and everybody.
Yeah, we see everybody. We see a tremendous amount of children that are unfortunately suffering with the attention problems. So we have the ADD, the ADHD, we have the autistic, the Downs. And what we're doing with them is the same thing we're doing with the adults. We're looking at those profiles. Where are their bodies toxic and why are they not able to process information like their person next to them. And then, you know, we have the weekend warrior, you know, our tennis players and golfers and so forth. And then just general America, you know, the people that are not well, they're not ultimately sick, but they're not well. The afternoons are tiring. They're lacking that luster. They don't have that oomph on the weekends to spend with their kids. And so we're able to profile them out and clean that up and give them back their lives.
We're talking with Dr. Louis Cavallo with AC Spine and Wellness Center, located in Lawrenceville.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned you've been in practice for quite some time. What do you enjoy most about what you do?
The greatest thing that I think me and my wife get out of seeing patients is when you get well. I mean, that is probably the best feeling in the world. It really allows us to want to come to work the next day. You know, it's funny. Most people think of doctors as someone who wants to make a great living. And we care less about the money and more about the patient. And I think that shows in our practice.
So I have a question for you,
sure.
Doctor. So if I had to come for myself, because I do have a couple of food allergies, tell me, what should a new patient expect when they walk in through your door?
Well, they first get to meet myself for a few minutes, and that's just really a meet and greet, just like you should get when you go to a doctor. And then we're going to push you into the proper facility. So in our office, you're probably going to see the PA. He's going to do a complete profile on you. And then, you know, it's about a 15 to 20-minute workup, and then we'll release you from that day and bring you back to go over everything with you. And in our office, we try to make sure that you're fully educated before we do anything. Because what we don't want to do is that standard, you go to the doctor, you leave with a big bill and a whole bunch of tests that you have no idea what they were for. So we bring you back and go over each item with you, and so you're fully understanding what we want to do and what you want to do as a patient. And then once we get a commitment from you, then we would move forward.
Now, you have something that is called a natural trigger point injections. Yeah. Tell us all about that.
Yes, we do. Everybody's familiar with the cortisone shots. And so what we do is we use a plant extract. It's from the pitcher plant. And it's been around for hundreds of years. It's a natural way to use for an injection and trigger points. And we use a series of 8 to 10 injections. And what they do is we get into that trigger point zone and break that muscle up. We also use a Petabon muscle stimulating tool, which then enhances the muscle tissue to break that trigger point and release the tissue. So the trigger points are pretty much gone for life. And we don't have any side effect from the cortisone.
It sounds like chiropractic has really evolved over the years, because I think the person that may not be as educated about your business would think, okay, they get in there and you're leaning on them and you're putting all your weight and you're just kind of cracking backs and doing things like that. But it's so much more than that these days.
Yeah, it really is. It's evolved tremendously in the 118 years. It used to be a very traditional-based protocol, but over time, chiropractic has moved into more of a wellness environment. And so now it's easier to keep a patient well than to restore their wellness. So what we want to do is we want to get you before you have the symptomatologies and the sicknesses and put you on that path of health and wellness, which is optimally the best thing for you and for your pocketbook.
Something that kind of caught my eye here because of knee issues I've had in the past, thinking I'm still an athlete and I still try to play all the time, but an all-natural non-cortisone knee injection.
Yes, it is.
Can that help a weekend warrior like me?
That's exactly who we use. You're seeing it in the industry more and more. It's called Suparts. It's a hyaluronic acid. It's what's in your knee when you're younger. Unfortunately, as we age, as everything else, things diminish. And so as we're those weekend warriors, we're beating the knee up pretty hard. And so this allows us to use a series of injections to put it back into the knee. Again, it's non-toxic. It's completely safe. It's FDA approved. And so there's no side effect for it. So we get tremendous results with patients.
Do you find patients are thinking, I don't want needles, but...
Every time we go into a consultation with a patient, we talk to them about an injection, we see their eyes light up like saucer plates. Because they're so used to going to the doctor and getting injections. And, none of us want a needle, no matter how wonderful it could be. None of us want it. But once we get them through the process, they then accept it pretty well.
Just to expand on this, thinking about children, how do you alleviate their fears for injections or any type of treatment?
Well, we leave that to my wife because she specializes in children. So, and she's really good at it. She's been doing it quite a long time. And our PA is phenomenal too because he's really good with kids. And so, but there are the few that we cannot perform the procedure that day. And so we're not of the mentality that it has to get done today. So if your child is just non-cooperative and they don't want to do it today, then we just have a fun session today and we just bring them back, later in the week or the next week. Because if we can build trust, then we win. If we put fear in that child, then we're never going to win the game.
We're talking with Dr. Louis Cavallo with AC Spine and Wellness Center in Lawrenceville. I understand that you're one of only 2 certified OTC frozen shoulder specialists in the metro Atlanta. Explain that. What does that mean?
Well, yes, me and a good friend of mine are the only 2 certified practitioners for OTZ. And it's a method to clear frozen shoulder. I'm sure we've all had friends who've had frozen shoulder in the past. And it's a debilitating condition. And the treatment protocols, even for myself for 20-plus years, was marginal at best.
What is frozen shoulder?
Frozen shoulder is when you are unable to raise your shoulder in a lateral movement, but about 15 or 20 degrees. So you can't put your hand up on your head. You can't put your shirt on. You can't put deodorant on. You can't wash your hair, and you can't sleep at night either because no matter what position you lay in, that shoulder is going to keep you up. So it's pretty debilitating, and the treatment options are they're just not great, whether they're done by chiropractic, by physical therapists, by medical doctors. And a doctor in Texas had a case years ago, and he started the research process on it and then found a successful treatment option, non-invasive, no drugs, no surgery. And we have a tremendous clearing rate on these cases. And the funny thing is we're still the only 2 certified in the state of Georgia.
Wow. Now, you mentioned you've been doing the successful practice for 22 years.
Correct.
Where do you see your business going? Where do you see AC Spine and Wellness Center, say, 5 years from now?
Well, at one point, 7 or 10 years ago, we were the largest chiropractic facility in the state or in the county.
And is that by number of patients?
By number of patients, correct. And we had scaled that back to change our model. And now our goal is to get back up to that level. And in 5 years, our goal is to be a household name and to try to eradicate sickness in our community.
I have to ask, AC Spine and Wellness Center, where's the AC come from?
My wife's last name is Altieri and mine is Kabbalah.
Okay.
Nice.
So that was easy.
I figured it had to be something like that. Yeah. Now, you're a very good interview, but you've done this before. You used to have a radio show. Tell us all about your media background.
Yeah, my media background. Me and my wife had for about a 2-year window, we had a pretty good radio show. We were live on Sundays after church. And the reason we did it was the simplest way to communicate a message to the public. And so you'd be driving home from church and you're going to listen to something, and a lot of people are big AM radio listen to it. And so we would be there. We did it about 2 years. We actually put all of them at that time on a cassette tape, so that's how long ago it was. And now we're trying to convert them because it'd be great to go back. It's almost like going back in time and listening to us when we were new in practice versus us now. And we also lectured all over the country on children and well care. So we've done a few speaking engagements.
You mentioned, your practice there in Lawrenceville. Tell us about your staff. You mentioned your wife's also a doctor, and you mentioned some of the other folks. But go ahead and wax poetic about the folks you work with.
Well, we have a great team. Sitting next to me is our marketing genius, which is Lynn Fonseca, and she's been with us about 6 years or so. We've got a great team of people. We've got a couple of rehab people on staff that have been with us 5 and 8 years. My main staff, which is Christine, she's been with me 19 and a half years, which is tremendous in today's world because, not many small business owners can maintain, employment for that length of time. And we've got a great team. We've got massage therapists. We've got everybody.
I was going to say, you must be a nice guy, I guess, if Lynn and the other folks are sticking around then.
It may be my wife, but I'm still there too.
Any comments, Lynn? Or do we want to put you on or anything?
No, I think it's safer if I just kind of say thanks. That's great.
You're the marketing person in the background.
Exactly.
He's the face of the organization, him and his wife.
Right. Face and name, right?
So I must ask, Doctor, sure. Do you have any aspirations to open a satellite office, maybe Sugar Hill area?
Well, it's funny. I used to have satellite offices. I had practices in Alabama and Florida. And so, unfortunately, with that success comes lack of time. And so what was happening was we were practicing more than we did anything else. And unfortunately, as you age, you realize that balance is the key to everything. And so we got rid of all the practices. We stopped lecturing, and we scaled and put everything into one main facility. And what we did was we took a small facility and tripled its size. So now it can handle everything. We've got 2 medical directors on staff, a PA, 2 chiros, massage therapist. So what we did was instead of having 3 or 4 things to manage, we put it all under one roof in hopes that it would be easier to manage.
And sometimes when you grow like that, you find yourself probably being more of a businessman and doing the business operations. And obviously, you want to be working with the patients. That's why you're in the business in the first place.
Correct. And unfortunately, when you own a business, you are the business person.
Tell us, for those that are listening, tell them how they can get in touch with you, more information about how they can find out more about AC Spine and Wellness Center.
Well, there's several ways. You can go onto our website at www.acspineandwellness.com. Also, we do quite a bit of social media stuff, so we should hopefully pop up on something that you're on, hopefully, if Lynn's doing everything that she's supposed to. We also just did a great new thing. It's called Healthline, and you'll see it if you're in Gwinnett County. We're going to be inserting into the paper and in our locale again. And what it is, it's a great little article. It's a small little newspaper that we've produced that will give you insight onto everything that we do. And then each month we're going to change it, so you'll be able to constantly be updated. And then once you plug into us and you plug into our website, it's similar to this. It's information. So we're not just plugging us. You can go on there and find recipes and diets and protocols and exercises and never become a patient to the facility. Because remember, my goal is for you to be well.
One of the things, and you mentioned social media and getting out there and letting people understand what you do, because I think there's a misconception about chiropractors. It's never maybe been marketed properly in the past. I'm sure that's kind of a hurdle you're always having to jump over.
Yeah, we've been jumping that hurdle for 25 years, in the profession for 118, I think. I think it's 118, correct?
118, yes.
But the funny thing is everybody thinks chiropractic is for neck and back pain, and it isn't. It's beyond that, because what's causing your neck and low back pain are also causing sicknesses in the body. So if the brain can't talk to your low back, it's not talking to the organ systems around it as well. And I think that's the biggest misconception. And so once you get to a proper facility and you get to understand the integrated facility and how the office works and how your body works, then you'll realize that chiropractic is much more than your neck and low back.
And having interviewed some other great chiropractors on the show, someone may be sore or they're injured and they don't realize it because it may be something that happened 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago that is now sparking the problems they're having now.
Yeah, most of the injuries that we see in our practice have started 10, 15, 20 years ago. Very rarely is it something that's new. You know, you may have been out raking leaves and threw out your low back, but when I look at your x-rays, the degeneration tells me it's been there for 20 years. And so then we go back to someone like yourself who's a weekend warrior, probably played sports in high school, and the injuries just went unattended. You know, you shook them off. You were young, full of vigor. And, you know, within 2 weeks, you didn't have the pain. You still have the problem. You just didn't have the pain. And now 20 years later, it's biting you in the backside.
It comes back to you.
It's coming back.
Well, we appreciate all everything you do. And go ahead and give that website one more time.
It's acspineandwellness.com.
acspineandwellness.com. Dr. Luis Cavallo with AC Spine and Wellness Center, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right, joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio with American Family Insurance, it's Martin Burbeck. Good morning, Martin.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Good, doing great. Tell us all about American Family Insurance. We all see the commercials. We probably have the song in our head. But tell us about your practice.
Well, American Family Insurance has been around since 1927. It's really fairly new to Georgia, and I think they came in with a big bang with all their advertising. It was amazing to me how people would come up to me, and as soon as they heard I worked for American Family Insurance, they'd start singing the jingle. It's kind of awkward in malls. And
can you do one for us now?
American Family Insurance.
Impressive.
I'm definitely not
nice.
A singer. Not a singer. I'll stick to insurance, though.
How long have you been in the business, and what do you enjoy most about what you're doing right now?
Well, I just joined the insurance industry when American Family came to town. I used to work for UPS for about 25 years, and one of the last assignments that I had was working with the retail organization, the UPS store, working with a lot of franchises and understanding the model. It was kind of exciting to do the expansion of the UPS store, and when I had the opportunity to come on board and be one of the first agents to help launch this brand in the state of Georgia, American Family Insurance, I jumped on it. I knew that the power and the benefit of an insurance agency, and I was one of the first agents actually opened the first office of Gwinnett, American Family Insurance in Gwinnett.
Was that one of the big reasons you decided to jump into the insurance business is because there's obviously a lot of great insurance companies out there that you could have worked for, but the fact that you would have been one of the first in this area?
Yeah, I would say that was it, part of the excitement. It's always fun when you can open something new. It's part of a team that really works hard to get something up off the ground, new business owners. When you first start your business, the pain, the suffering, but you look back years later and you think fondly upon those hard times. The same thing happens when you bring a brand to town. There are a lot of people involved in that process, whether it's the advertising, the marketing, all the strategies of where the locations are going to be. And although I'm just one agent and I have my own agency, it was good to be part of that whole process. And the excitement of growth is always a good thing.
I mentioned, of course, there are a lot of other insurance companies out there. What differentiates American Family Insurance from some of the others?
What I liked about American Family Insurance, I guess, is its corporate culture. And, you know, that's such a buzzword you hear today, and it sounds so cliche. But they are a Midwest company, and they have a very conservative approach to their growth pattern. So they limit the risk. They go into communities that they can serve and serve well. They don't overextend themselves. You look at a map of American Family coverage today, and you won't find Florida, anything on the Gulf Coast or the East Coast. And that's because they want to make sure that they're able to serve the customers in those high-risk communities. So I like the fact that they take a measured approach. They can price their products right and make sure that they introduce the right products to the marketplace that they plan to serve.
We were talking just a few minutes ago about some misconceptions with chiropractors, but there's some misconceptions regarding the insurance business as well. How would you address some of those?
Well, at a very large scale, you think in terms of what is insurance, and it's meant to protect you, your belongings, perhaps your life insurance. And people typically think that when they make their payment each month, it's just about them and the insurance company. In essence, it's a pool of people that all put their money in, and you have actuarials that determine what's the risk that's going to happen in this community. And that's the baseline for where product pricing starts. They determine, for instance, if you're in California on the San Andreas Fault, your insurance rate baseline is going to be much higher than perhaps somewhere that has no natural disasters or no risks. And people get confused, and they say, well, why is my rate going up when I have not had any accidents or claims? Well, you're part of a shared pool. And when our community is impacted by hailstorms or tornadoes that hit the area, then that money has to be spread back out amongst the shared pool. So the biggest misconception is if somebody, they see the rate changes in the marketplace, and we all see what's going on TV, whether it be the storms, fires that are happening out west, those are people's homes that were part of the pool that you paid into that share the risk. So it's not just about you and the insurance company. It's about a shared pool of risk.
Martin, all of that makes so much sense in what you say. It's true, being in a shared pool. I have a question for you. Tell me a little bit about your agency. Where are you? Maybe I didn't catch that. Where is your agency?
My office is actually in Duluth. I started in Suwanee. I opened the office in Suwanee. And part of the initial launch of American Family Insurance was to be in retail locations, high visibility, to help build the brand. I'm now in an office building, not unlike this. It's in a suite. And it's over off of Peachtree Industrial, just north of Sugarloaf.
Okay, I'm familiar with that area.
Yes.
Just stop by and say hello.
Martin Burbeck with American Family Insurance is our guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio. I understand you have a favorite story, Martin, that represents your approach to business. Why don't you share that with us?
Yeah, my staff, good folks, Robin works at the front, and she says, it seems like you're a man of many hats. And one of my favorite stories was that a gentleman had a claim on a roof, and you know, I have these situations where experts, so-called experts, knocking on doors saying, hey, I noticed that you've got hail damage on your roof. And they will call the insurance company, and I feel bad for the elderly that are taken advantage of sometimes. And so the gentleman was confused about what was going on, what my adjuster was saying and what the roofer was saying and what my person was saying. So there are three people giving him different pieces of information on where his roof was leaking. And I felt so bad that I borrowed a pair of overalls. I climbed up in the attic and was crawling through all of the insulation just to try to help determine who was giving the right information to my customer. Was it the roofer? Was it my own adjuster? Or was it the repair person that was taking a look for the roof, the leak in the roof? It was very hot. I had very dirty. I just wore my suit and put the overall hunting overalls on and climbed up in the attic. And the 87-year-old lady was saying, hey, don't you fall through our roof. Don't you get hurt up there. I'll feel so bad. And I came down. I was able to determine where the leak actually occurred. I had a personal roofer that I use and trust very much. He came out, and what would have been a $1,000 deductible and perhaps a $3,000 roof claim ended up turning into a $250 just a patch. So going the extra mile and thinking of how would I want my parents to be treated is typically my guideline. It's my measure. How would I want my family members to be treated, and how would I want my parents in particular? Because I have a soft spot in my heart for the fact that senior citizens perhaps don't have any family in the community. They don't know who to trust, and that's the model that I think of when it comes to serving my customers.
Martin, that says a lot about you and your agency.
I appreciate that. I think it does, and it's what I share with my staff. That's how we want to treat our clients.
You touched upon it a little bit at the top of the interview, but we'll talk a little bit more about some of the products that American Family Insurance offers.
Yeah, you'll hear the term multi-line agency, and that some companies just sell health insurance or some will just do auto insurance. American Family offers products for both personal and business. They, being started in the Midwest, it was one of the farmers' companies. You hear State Farm, Farmers, Farm Bureau, and they served the Midwestern communities that weren't being underserved or were being underserved back in the day when California and New York were the centers of the universe for our country. And the whole middle part of the country was not being served. So American Family has a very strong background in Main Street small business, farms, and we also work with the mom and pop type retail stores, as well as just your personal insurance. You think of your home, auto, life insurance, and we do offer some health insurance as well through a partnership.
For those that are listening that are maybe looking into fulfilling their insurance needs or evaluating their insurance needs, what piece of advice would you give them?
You know, I think that when people hear the word insurance, it's time to start exercise, and I mean that they decide to run. They want to turn on their heels and run the other direction. But I learned a long time ago, I used to have a misconception about insurance people as well. And I had a couple of gentlemen that I worked with that were stand-up insurance agents in their community. they represented what small business is all about. You don't see at the high school ball fields too many Walmart signs or Target or any of the larger companies. You see Dr. Cavallo's got a sign on the outfield or American Family Insurance, a local agency. And I think it's okay to sit down and don't assume that you're going to be sold. It's okay to learn a little bit more about the product that is protecting you and your family. I would say guys in particular, we're the worst. We'll spend more time trying to determine how many lines and bits and bytes that we get in our digital TV than we will the life insurance policy or the home policy that protects our family.
Like Dr. Cavallo, you own your own business for American Family Insurance. So I'm sure there's a lot of stress involved with the business side of things as well. But what kind of keeps you up at night when it comes to what you do?
You know, actually, I have a recurring theme of something that bothers me. Life insurance, this is actually National Life Insurance Awareness Month. And only 50% of the families in this country actually have life insurance. And what bothers me or keeps me awake at night is thinking that I did not go far enough to educate a customer about the benefits of life insurance. It's one of those topics people are scared to talk about their own mortality. They don't particularly care to talk about life insurance. But my biggest fear is that I get a call from a spouse wanting to know, we know you have our home and auto insurance. Can you tell me about the life insurance policy? And knowing that I didn't educate my client well enough to know that they should have something somewhere and they should have it written down where that policy is so that their family that's left behind will know how to find the policy to be able to protect them after that. So my biggest fear is I get that phone call, and in the back of my mind, did I try my best to educate on the benefits of life insurance?
And Martin, I'm sure you offer an array of different life insurance products as well, correct?
Yeah, there typically is just two types, and it's a term or permanent. And the term basically means it's almost as if you lease a policy or here 10-year term insurance. That basically means you pay the same payments for 10 years, and then after that you can go month to month, or I should say annually from that point forward. Or permanent, and you hear that the whole life or universal life, they're all great products for the right client. Not every one of those products fits every one of the clients out there. So the key piece is understanding, what are your needs? What are your personal beliefs about life insurance? And what are you trying to do with the product? But any one of those are a good product to have if your circumstance fits that product.
It's evident you're a people person. You mentioned the story about helping maybe senior citizens, people that sometimes are taken advantage of. So obviously one of the things you love most about your job is working with people and meeting all types of people and helping them. Typically when the insurance need comes up, it's a crisis situation for them, and you're someone they can lean on.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that I would say differentiates me and my agency is that we try to stay engaged with the claim, whether it was your fault or not. A lot of times I've had personal experiences where the company found out that I was not at fault in the accident, but I didn't know where to turn. How do I get a hold of the other company? Who do I talk to? What do I say? So I stay engaged with my customer, whether it's an accident that is their fault or not. And I let them know that once they've contacted the other company, the other party's company, feel free to give me a call. If what they're saying doesn't make sense to you or you don't understand or you feel like they're taking advantage of you, whatever it may be, give me a call and I can explain to you. Obviously, I have no leverage with the other company. I'm not a representative of the other company, but I do think it's important that they came to me as their trusted advisor, and whether it's my company taking care of them or not, I think that they need an agent to help them through the process. So I think that's part of the other part that differentiates what we do in our agency.
And as you mentioned earlier, although American Family Insurance is fairly new to Georgia, do you have some Georgia roots?
Yeah, actually I was born in England. I moved to Virginia when I was 7, and then I moved down here when I was 18, back in 1980, days of the limelight.
So you completely lost any accent you might have had.
It was such a regret once I got to high school and realized what a benefit it would have been to
have that. Oh, the women would love that.
Absolutely. I said from time to time I will still pull it up, but it's getting rusty as time goes by. I must
admit, it looks a little bit like the Beatles from the area around Liverpool.
See, now you just sound like someone who's trying to be an English person.
Yes, I'm still still English. I just got my citizenship just a few years back. A long story there, though.
But so you know the area, and that's someone local is always very helpful.
Yeah, I've been in Gwinnett since 1980, and I did with UPS. I call it a tour of duty down in South Florida, Miami, and that is definitely a tour of duty down there.
Absolutely. Martin Burbeck with American Family Insurance. For those that would like to reach out and know more about your company, more about you, where can they turn?
If they can spell the name, and I hope they find it on Radio X, visit the website. The last name is spelled B-I-R-K-B-E-C-K, so it's martinburkbeck.com. And the phone number is 770-623-6767.
Have I been pronouncing it correctly?
Close
to you and Dr. Cavallo. I'm not quite feeling confident with those names, but I think I'm close.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, like horseshoes and hand grenades, right? Martin, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, and look forward to having you back sometime soon.
Thank you.
All right, Martin Burkbeck. What was I saying? Like Burkbeck?
Burbeck.
I should look at the sheets a little bit closer. I need my eyesight checked. Do we have a doctor in the house? Maybe an eye doctor.
Or practice pronunciation before we go live.
See, the new co-host here is giving me some good advice. Thank you, Melissa. Want to thank Martin Burkbeck with American Family Insurance, Dr. Louis Cavallo with AC Spine and Wellness Center. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to GwinnettBusinessRadio.com. Melissa, thank you very much for standing in for Steve and Julian again today.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
For Steve and Julian, for Melissa Kamek, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.